with these questions here, sir, if you're ready to go.
Sure.
Okay. All right, my first question for you, sir. I'd just like to know how many total troops are involved in this effort between Army and Marine Corps?
Between Army and Marine Corps, you catch me kind of flat. I've got just over 800 Marines that are directly involved in the operation, and then obviously the Marines at Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni and even back on Okinawa are supporting the operation with planning capability and some airlift as well out of Iwakuni. Soldiers, I can't give you the exact number. It's they're working directly for us is about just over 100. And then on top of that, you've got the soldiers at Camp Zama, part of the I Corps Forward, who are supporting them and also us. And then soldiers and civilians that are working at the, and I don't know the exact correct word for this, but at their pre-positioned stocks have been working tirelessly to release equipment from the pre-post stocks here in Japan to support our operations.
Good to go, sir. And what units are involved in this effort, sir?
Well, a variety of units. I'm the commanding general of the 3rd Marine Division. My job here is the commander of the Joint Force Land Component Command. With the Marine Corps, we've got the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Brigade. It's my forward headquarters. Combat Logistics Regiment 35, Marine Air Group 36. I've got Marines from 3MEF, 3rd Marine Logistics Group, 1st Marine Air Wing, some air control detachments. I've got engineers that are running showers from Marine Wing Support Squadron 171. I've got some other Marines from Marine Wing Support Squadron 172. They're from all across the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force. In addition to that, we've had some Marines, MBC Marines, from the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force from California, and we've got a couple Marines from the Chemical Biological Incident Response Force from Indian Head, Maryland, as well. And then augmentation from Marine Corps Forces Hawaii.
Sir.
Or Marine Corps Force Pacific, actually, in Hawaii.
Good to go, sir. How does a humanitarian relief mission like this differ in a country where we already have so many Americans stationed there? How does it differ from a country such as Indonesia or Haiti where there aren't any Marines present?
Well, in the mechanics of the relief mission itself, it doesn't differ a whole lot. The President of the United States answers a request from the host nation government to provide, you know, what we continue to call uniquely military capabilities, and that's happened here in Japan. What makes this more important to us, and not that this is more important than our response anywhere else in the Western Pacific, but what this makes this one more poignant for us is the fact that we live here. This is our home. And whether you're at the Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni here on the southern part of Honshu Island, or you're from Okinawa, Japan, the Japanese people are our hosts. They are our neighbors. They are our friends. And their government represents a very strong ally to the United States that helps to assure the security of the Western Pacific. And so this is one of those things where, you know, this is in your neighborhood. This is right around the corner, maybe your backyard. And so this mission has been unique in the fact that we never left home. We just went to a different part of home.
And, sir, how has the reception from the Japanese people been to the Marines' efforts out there?
From everything I've seen, it has been absolutely superb. The Japanese people are they're in a tough spot. This was a devastating natural disaster. First an earthquake, and I was in Tokyo on the 11th of March when the earthquake hit. 9.0, as serious as we've ever had, as we've been recording earthquakes, generated a tsunami wave of over 30 feet. The devastation in the areas affected by the tsunami were near total. Families were lost as one. Generations were displaced. Homes that they had occupied for hundreds of years were completely destroyed. Neighborhoods were gone. In some cases, entire towns and villages were just completely destroyed. And so this has been a huge blow to a very proud and very capable people. And so it's been a tough operation as far as that goes, but it's been a very rewarding operation because whether it's at the governmental level, at the military level, or at the civil level, the Japanese people are very, very happy to have us involved. They're very grateful for what we've been able to do. But quite frankly, what we have done has just been a small part of the overall effort because the self-defense forces of Japan are all in. They have committed a huge amount of resources and effort into the into taking care of their people up here in northeastern Honshu.
And sir, how do you make the decision of where the Marines are needed most? How do you command and control the units that are on the ground there?
Well, we are working in the support of the ambassador of the United States. We are working in close coordination. We are working essentially for the Japanese self-defense forces. They have the lead in this effort. We are a supporting force in this effort. And so what we have developed is a bilateral coordination cell that is operating in the headquarters of the Japanese JTF commander, Brigadier General Select Craig Timberlake, the commander of the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Brigade, is my forward tactical commander. He is up there at Camp Sendai, co-located with Lieutenant General Kimizuka, who is the commander of the Northeast Army and is that JTF commander. Our Marines, soldiers and sailors, are working in a bilateral collaborative committee that looks at requirements or requests from the Japanese local authorities, from the Japanese self-defense forces. And in that body, they are determining needs, validating requirements, and then issuing those back to the Joint Support Force Japan, the headquarters here at Yokota Air Base, for tasking down to the air, land, and naval component of this U.S. force.
Sir, what would you say the average day is like for a PFC or Lance Corporal on the ground during the relief duty?
Well, let me see. Let's pick the average Marine who's at Sendai International Airport working as part of Combat Logistics Regiment 35. He gets up early. He has his MRE. He gets up in a very cold environment, still cold here in Japan. Could be below freezing. It may have snowed an inch or two overnight. He gets up, breaks out his MRE, has chow. By 6 o'clock in the morning, he's racing his fellow Marine for one of the forklifts or heavy pieces of equipment we have here. And then for the next 12 hours, they are working hand-in-hand with the self-defense forces or the civilian authority at the airport, moving disposing of over 1,500 automobiles, moving tons and tons of silt that was left up by the tsunami as it washed over this airport, generally cleaning up, and putting this large, very important international airport back to life. And they do that day in and day out. And they love it.
Sir, how many hours a day?
I can tell you, when my headquarters came from 3rd Marine Division, informs the headquarters for the JFLIC showed up, they worked pretty much 48 straight hours to install the headquarters, the command and control, establish the battle rhythm, and get ready to go. And then after that, we throttled all the way back to about 18-hour days, and now we're probably sitting at about 14 to 15 hours per day. The Marines out there in the field, pretty much based on the environmental conditions, et cetera, they're up and out just before 6 o'clock in the morning when the sun comes up, and pretty much after dark, we knock it off because depending upon where we're working, we don't have lights, et cetera, and so we knock it off. Everybody's putting in easily a 12-hour day. Most of the Marines are involved in this are working longer hours.
Sir, this is the last question
out here
for the Marine Corps, and then we're going to change it over to the Army.
Early
sir.
On, it was crazy.
Sir, why is responding to these sorts of missions important for the Marine Corps?
It's not necessarily important to the Marine Corps. It's important to the United States. The United States has an important role in the world. We have capabilities that certain countries don't have. or we're able to respond in a way in other countries where, such as Japan, the events and the devastation was so wide, it just overwhelms their ability to initially respond. You know, we are here in Japan. This is, like I said before, these are our neighbors, and this is our home. And so we felt the need. Our government made the decision that our relationship and the need of the Japanese people, after they had asked for our assistance, was important enough that we would help. Other countries we go to, less fortunate. You know, we have relationships. Out here in the Western Pacific, we have many treaties with many different countries. All those are important. All those commit ourselves to those nations, to those people. And, you know, there's, when you're talking about relief and humanitarian assistance, you don't think a lot about politics. What you think about is the people and what you can do to help them. So the Marine Corps, being a very capable force that is able to respond quickly because of our expeditionary nature, where we're positioned in the globe, the MUSE that we have forward deployed is able to reach these trouble spots very quickly and plays, quite frankly, a very important role around the globe, but especially here in the Western Pacific, because of where we are. Our positioning on Okinawa puts us in the middle of the area, which is of greatest interest to our country, and gives us the flexibility to move quickly south or north.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to turn it over to J.D. with the Army now, so he'll be asking you questions. Thank you for your answer, sir.
No, sure. Take care, Kobluver.